Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm very pleased to have with me Dr. Sandra Cabot, who's the author of Fatty Liver, You Can Reverse It. I apologize for being late coming on the show. I've read a book myself, Sandra, called The Naked Truth About Breast Implants, and since then I've had an exciting life. My house has been broken into 4 times. My offices have been broken into. And the last time that it was broken into, they removed some equipment, including my telephone, and I didn't realize that I needed that telephone to do this interview with. So I was scrambling around trying to find a phone that had the number that Don had at the radio show. So,
my life
has become very, very interesting.
So you wrote a book called The Naked Truth About Breast Implants.
Yeah, and it's a whistleblower book. And liver disease is very prominent because solvent toxicity turns out to be a big problem with silicone implants. And as you know, solvents do quite a bit of damage to the liver.
Yeah.
And if you Google solvent toxicity, you find the diseases that were the symptoms that the women have with leaking or ruptured breast implants. There's also sick building syndrome or mold in and around the implants that cause a biotoxicity.
I didn't know that. So there's actually a lot of solvents in the silicone implants.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems, and I hear a lot from Australia. Many of my patients write me from Australia and even New Zealand, and it was very interesting because, all of a sudden, the Russian women will come and talk to me, or the German women will come and talk to me, and they're other people are trying to translate my book into, the languages so that these women can get help.
Yeah, well, it's interesting being a whistleblower because, some of my books are of that character, and
mm-hmm.
you do develop enemies. They come out of the woodwork, and when it first starts to happen, it's I found it a little bit intimidating. I was much younger, and, you kind of don't know how to react initially, but then after a while, you get good at it through practice, and you find that you get braver and braver because you keep being vindicated all the time, and you become more popular because you're helping people.
Right, exactly. And that's, the purpose of my book was not to bring breast implants down. In fact, I put in saline implants. I prefer Allergan for a number of reasons. Mostly the valve is better. And I have Allergan implants in me now. So, it's not an anti-implant. I'm just trying to help all these women who are deathly ill. And here in America, many of them are on the Medicaid and Medicare disability. And those that can't get that are often homeless, living in their cars or living on the street.
Yeah, I know.
And without the social support, it's really horrible.
And, but, there are women who have silicone implants who don't get sick as well. So that's interesting.
I haven't seen one that had rupture or leaking that wasn't sick. They didn't know they were sick because they didn't have chest wall symptoms. But basically some of the symptoms are, similar to liver disease. They're fatigue and joint aches and this and that. And sinus problems and periodontal disease are really big because the immune system is depressed. But in my book, I explain, and you can appreciate this, I go through all the pathways of liver the two phases of intracellular detoxification and everything, and explain that the women most likely to get sick are either those with the HLA type that have the inability to process biotoxins, which is about 25% of the population. They get the mold biotoxin disease that Richie Shoemaker exposed in his book called Mold Warriors.
Yeah.
Except that there's sick buildings in their chest walls, so they can't ever get away from it. And then the silicone, really a chemical and silicone toxicity. One of my one of the patient stories in my book is an FDA research scientist who thought saline was safe, got him, but she had HLA B27 and got sick right away. And she figured it out because she's smart. But a lot of women, their doctors tell them it's not their implants, and they die eventually because of the disease.
Yeah, very interesting. So it's precipitating systemic autoimmune disease.
Especially with silicone toxicity. Silicone toxicity is mostly genetic based. Any silicone whatsoever in the body is going to cause a reaction. There was a famous Dr. Andrew Campbell, who was the editor of a journal on toxicology, on silicone toxicology, told me that there was a famous clinic where urologist was going to study the effect, the systemic problems that some patients have with penile implants, but the next week he didn't have a job. So you probably understand the long reach of corporate money into our academic institutions. And
yes.
How certain things are just not studied.
That's
and then,
right.
Then, you know, like you, you became a clinical doctor observing something. And
correct.
Then, you know, figured it out, which is what we really need to do. We really need to see large numbers of patients and then have the ability to figure things out.
Yes, that's right. You know, I've been a medical doctor for 35 years and been using nutritional medicine for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that you build up a wealth of clinical data and you really see what becomes effective. And one thing that's very sad is that unless you're doing the double-blind prospective crossover trials, your clinical research is not really given any credibility. I mean, look at Katharina Dalton. She was a physician who discovered the tremendous healing benefits of progesterone in women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the 60s.
Right.
And she dedicated her whole life to helping women with premenstrual disorder, women who committed terrible crimes with postnatal depression. And she acted as an expert witness and was very successful in having a lot of their cases, you know, successfully defended and keeping them out of jail. And she developed protocols for progesterone, which was never recognized because none of it was double-blind clinical trials.
And double-blind clinical trials are extremely expensive and controlled
and unethical in a lot of cases. And,
exactly.
You know, it's the same with the clinical studies I've done on liver disease. They're expensive. You know, I've done them at my own expense.
Mm-hmm.
I've paid for the blood tests. I've paid for the ultrasound scans on the patients before and after.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I haven't done the double-blind because I didn't see it was necessary. I just wanted to prove whether a protocol was effective, and you've got the before and after parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I proved that it was. And you don't really need the double-blind. And a lot of the time, the people are unwell and they haven't got the time to waste, you know, particularly if they've got a severe fatty liver and their inflammation is very bad. Yeah.
And there is a, this is called evidence-based medicine. And there was an article in, I think, the British Journal saying that they ought to do a double-blind study on the efficacy of using a parachute when jumping out of a plane. In other words, half of the people don't have parachutes, and then so that shows you that in many cases it would just be ridiculous to do a double-blind study.
Yes,
you have to do evidence-based medicine, which is especially clinical medicine.
Yeah, clinical medicine is evidence-based because you've got objective parameters that you can measure. And, you know, if you get 80% of people getting better, well, that's successful. You know, we know the placebo effect is 30%. Hey, you're 50% above, so it worked.
Yeah.
But, you know, that I think it's this gold standard clinical trial is a bit of a conspiracy theory that's been foisted upon doctors. They're not allowed to, you know, accept anything else besides
their brain.
Besides
using their brain.
Yeah, that's right. You're not allowed to be an independent thinker, are you?
No, they don't want anybody to be thinkers, I'll tell you. Then we might figure out what's going on. Well, let's talk a little bit about how important the liver is. A lot of people take it for granted. A lot of people don't realize that it can be damaged pretty easily, and especially with alcohol and Tylenol, especially in the combination of alcohol and Tylenol. And if you look at over-the-counter drugs, the majority of them have Tylenol in them. So it's very important to read the label if you're having your glass of wine or three glasses of wine with dinner.
Yeah.
And then take
That
could take you over the edge.
That's right. Well, you know, Susan, you know, it's so refreshing to see a surgeon like you, an eminent surgeon who's so aware of the liver. I mean, a lot of family doctors just minimize the importance of the liver. I mean, fatty liver disease affects about 1 in 4 people, and it's considered to be almost normal. And people are told, well, go home and lose weight. But if your liver's storing fat instead of burning fat, well, it's very, very difficult and people give up. But fatty liver disease can lead to cirrhosis. It often leads to diabetes, which is, as we know, a terrible disease. It will accelerate the rate of aging rapidly, and degenerative diseases will start. So, you know, fatty liver disease is a precursor to chronic degenerative disease and a shorter lifespan. So it's very important to reverse it. And then, of course, we've got viral infections of the liver, and they're huge. And the chemotherapy against the hepatitis C and B virus is only 40% effective. And, you know, you've really got to use nutritional medicine to protect your liver against the virus. And we're getting excellent results, Susan, in reducing people's viral load. You know, we get phenomenal results from in about 70% of people getting the viral load down from several million to just several hundred thousand. And generally, it's taking about a year to do that. And these are people who couldn't tolerate the antiviral treatments. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, as you say, you know, what drugs do to the liver. And I'm often shocked and, you know, really horrified to see how many people are taking seven or eight different drugs in fairly high doses, and the terrible effect that has on their liver and their energy levels and their quality of life. So we really need to be aware that although our liver is robust and able to repair and regenerate itself, it can only take so much beating around before you've got permanent damage.
Yeah, the we've been using Millennium Healthcare for a while now. Many of the herbal and supplement treatments for the hepatitis, because we see a lot of hepatitis C.
Yeah.
Hepatitis B here, too. In our surgical population, it's important to get it down so that they can do well with surgery. And, you know, I think pharmacological treatment of hepatitis is nasty enough that people are motivated to follow the nutritional and supplement, you know, protocols because they don't. The antivirals are sometimes very hard on people.
Yeah, and you know, there's some very interesting Spanish studies that they're small, but they were very interesting in that they looked at three samples of people who were seronegative for the hepatitis C virus, so they thought they were cured, and they did liver biopsies in all of these people, and they found that in about 90% of cases, the virus was still hiding in the liver. Still present inside the liver cells. So that shows you these stealth viruses, they will come back and attack you if you don't keep your liver healthy and your immune system healthy. So, you know, it's like a war every day. You have to be nurturing your immune system and your liver to keep this virus in a dormant and therefore harmless state. And, you know, so in the, I've written three books on the liver. I've got Fatty Liver, You Can Reverse It, the Liver Cleansing Diet, and the Healthy Liver and Bowel Book. So, you know, we have all juice, raw juice recipes. I'm a great believer in juicing. And we've got all delicious recipes and menus, and we talk about all the natural liver formulas, all the liver herbs and the amino acids and the vitamins and minerals. Particularly, I love selenium. I think it's a wonderful mineral. And in many parts of the world, particularly Australia and China, there's terrible deficiencies of selenium in the soils. And this enables chronic viral infections to be far more virulent. So, you know, getting viral load down and getting inflammation down in people often requires a selenium supplement. And it's difficult to measure selenium in the body. You've really got to measure the toenails. You know, serum levels are unreliable. So I use a lot of specific supplements, like I'm sure you do, and it's so satisfying. You know, you see the liver enzymes normalize, the viral load comes down hugely, and just people's quality of life is just so much better. And that's the thing I think is wonderful about improving your liver is your energy levels, your mental state, your appearance, all improve dramatically. And people don't expect this. You know, they really get a surprise. They're very grateful. But, you know, for example, skin problems. If you have a lot of skin rashes, if you have itchy skin, if you're overheated, if you're sweating, body odor, bad breath, red itchy eyes, dark circles under the eyes, all these things will improve enormously, if not completely disappear, if you improve your liver function.
That's true.
Yeah. So I've got a regime where I do some raw juicing, and I've worked out a time-saving tip, which I'm sure your listeners will like, and that is you can make a whole week's supply of juice at one time, And as soon as you've made it, freeze it in glass jars. You only need about 7 ounces a day. And that way you don't have to clean the juicer every day. Don't you love that?
That's a great thing.
I think it is too. And so I take my frozen concoction to work. You know, the patients go, oh, yuck. What's that you're drinking? You know, it's usually got a combination of kale and cabbage and citrus, you know, orange, grapefruit, a little bit of beet, carrot. I put some herbs in like cilantro and basil, which is a good liver herb. And, of course, if you have viral infections, you can put some antiviral herbs like thyme and oregano. You only need a small amount. But these things are very anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you will find that gradually your immune system will improve. And also you'll find your blood tests will improve. I often say to people, look, be patient. Nutritional medicine takes 3 to 4 months to work. You know, people often expect after a week they're going to feel amazingly better, like they're taking a drug. Mm-hmm. But you've got to be regular with it, consistent, and you will see the results after 3 to 4 months. And that's because every 3 to 4 months you renew all your red blood cells. And, you know, your bone marrow is renewing itself, so your new cells are taking that long to really rebuild themselves and repair themselves. Yeah. What I found is a lot of doctors are starting to contact me now, Susan, because so many doctors out there have liver problems. And because, you know, being a doctor is stressful. It's very hard work. I mean, it's a fantastic profession, but it is very hard work. And they don't get time to look after themselves, so they may be overeating and drinking too much. So getting a lot of doctors with fatty liver contacting me. And indeed, you know, Dr. Iannelli, who wrote his section in the book on fatty liver, he's doing tremendously well. He's got a website called Confessions of a Fat Man. And it took him many years, as he says, to come out of the refrigerator and tell people, hey, you know, I'm a terrible food addict. Yeah. He was a real, real food addict. And, you know, the sugar and the junk food, because, you know, that will damage your liver just as much as too much alcohol, sometimes even more. And a lot of people today, they don't exercise that much, so they don't need sugar. They don't need grains. And they're eating a lot of this grain-based food like bread, cereals, pasta, donuts, muffins, all that stuff. And then they're getting hidden sugar, or they're adding sugar to their tea and coffee, or having sodas, this kind of thing. And the sugar just gets turned into fat in the liver, and that will kill your liver, that fat. It will literally squash all the healthy liver cells, so there's less healthy cells there to break down the toxins, as you said, in the biochemical pathways inside the liver cells. So the toxins build up in your body, and that's going to lead to diseases with your immune system. And I always say to people, well, what's your greatest health asset? Is your immune system. It protects you against infection, inflammation, and cancer. But what protects your immune system is your liver, because it's the filter and cleanser of your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. If it's fatty, it's not doing that effectively, so you're getting all these toxic chemicals and unhealthy cells and microorganisms building up in your blood. That will then get deeper into your body. Your immune system has to overwork. It becomes hyperstimulated, and you see all these inflammatory diseases developing. So, you know, when you look at autoimmune disease in this country, it's interesting. It's similar to Australia that, you know, it's about 1 in 12 people have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and it's probably much more than that. That's what we've seen, you know, statistically, people have been diagnosed. So imagine how many more people there are. And, you know, conventional medicine is very, very limited in helping these people with autoimmune disease. You know, as you said, you know, you have to think holistically, because even though you're removing the implants, you've got to treat the immune system.
Yeah, and detox the chemicals. I think a lot of autoimmune disease is chemically based. Lupus has a, you know, there's certain drugs that cause lupus. And we find that the detoxification methods, you know, infrared saunas, ionic foot baths, electrolysis foot baths, that remove hydrophilic and hydrophobic chemicals and neutralize the autoimmune disease. Whereas traditional medicine, all they're doing is just suppressing the immune system, but my patients need their immune system, even though it's reacting, you know, in excess to certain things like silicone. It's depressed overall, so they have a higher rate of cancer and viral diseases and also fungal infections.
Yeah.
So just, you know, putting people on immune suppressants is a good way to lead to an early death.
Yes, I agree. You know, I had a case of about a year ago of a young woman in her early 20s, and she had systemic lupus, and she had iritis, you know, inflammation of the eyes, the colored part of the eyes, and she had psoriasis and other strange skin rashes. She had Raynaud's. So for the listeners, you know, that's where the fingers go very white and blue and the circulation shuts down. She had a lot of fibromyalgia. And this immunologist had put her on Plaquenil long-term, which is an immunosuppressant that can damage the eyes, the retina.
Right.
And she was on small doses of steroids. And she came to me because she wanted to try nutritional medicine. And I said to her, well, you know, do you really want to take something for the next 50 years that could send you blind? Let's try natural anti-inflammatories. And we did blood tests. We found that her genotype had the genes that predisposed to gluten intolerance, so we took her off gluten. We gave her high doses of liquid fish oil. So, you know, some people need 2 or 3 tablespoons a day initially. We gave her high dose magnesium to open up all the blood vessels peripherally so she wouldn't get the Raynaud's. We gave her selenium to reduce her autoantibodies, which were very high. She was very low in iodine and vitamin D, so we gave her those things because they're immune modulators. And, you know, she's fantastic, that young girl. Now she gets the odd bit of inflammation in her eyes, so very intermittently has to use a few steroid drops. But, you know, she's symptom-free. And so that's the wonderful thing about nutritional medicine. We can prevent people from a lifetime of having to take these toxic drugs. It's very, very frightening for people. And that's why it's so exciting, isn't it, having a show like yours where you can really educate people, change their lives so much?
Yeah, I wanted to share with you, I see a lot of workman's comp patients with chemical toxicity and affecting their hands, and there was this one patient who had been using methyl ethyl ketone to clean metal without gloves for many years, and he had Raynaud's so bad his bones were exposed.
Wow.
And let me explain to you what I found out. Raynaud's, in his case, was caused by methyl ethyl ketones causing a depletion of arginine. So he had basically been sent to a pain clinic and put on pain meds, but no surgeon would touch him because of the Raynaud's, which is a problem with surgery. And he came to me, and I kind of researched a little bit, and I said, well, let's do hand baths, where we take the methyl ethyl ketone out with electrolysis hand bath, and let's put you on high doses of arginine, and lo and behold, his Raynaud's went away. And then
that's
I did a surgery to cut, you know, to do the amputations and the coverage procedures for the bones that were exposed on his fingers. So, needless to say, there is a chemical basis for a lot of these things. And if you're using your nail polish, that's a ketone, you need to stay away from chemicals. I mean, one of the biggest problems we have in this is the massive chemical exposure from the time you're in the womb till the time you're, you know, till the time you die. And,
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, if you go back 50 years ago, we didn't have it. I mean, you just even look around at magazines, you know, they're all plasticized, they're all colorized, newspapers, color, you know. As you say, nail polish, and people who work as nail technicians, you know, they're so toxic. And yet people are very blasé about protecting themselves against toxic chemicals. And
they are.
We have to make them far more aware before it's too late. You know, I'm sure a lot of these women who are getting breast cancer, it's just their liver is so overloaded that they can't break down the xenoestrogens because other toxic chemicals are blocking the pathways.
Yeah, you know, the ovarian cancer is similar, too. The liver, if it doesn't, decongenate the estrogens?
Yes.
They get reabsorbed in the bowel, and then you get high levels of estrogen even without taking estrogen. just from what your body's producing. And then the xenoestrogens in the environment also act as estrogens. Some of the plastics are xenoestrogens. And so basically the breast cells are stimulated to divide until they become cancerous.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, people need to support their phase two pathways by having more sulfur in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, well, where do you find that? I say, oh, in the smelly foods. So eating eggs and particularly the yolk is very high in sulfur, so that's good for your liver. All the cruciferous vegetables, the onion and garlic family. You can take a sulfur powder, MSM,
mm-hmm.
And that can help by helping the glutathione to work better. And, of course, glutathione is useless without selenium.
Right.
So selenium is another protector against toxin or carcinogen-induced breast cancer and indeed other types of cancers. So these simple things you do every day can reduce your toxicity load, and yet people wait until it's too late. And that's a sad thing because we see so many women getting breast cancer today, one in eight women, and 90% of it is preventable.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an interesting study that came out of Italy that I think you'll like. It's on NAC, which is a precursor of glutathione, NAC, and acetylcysteine.
Yes.
And they said that they did a study where if you took NAC twice a day, I think it's 600 milligrams, I'm not sure, but anyway, twice a day, even if you had evidence of having the flu, you had 75% of people had no symptoms. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, glutathione.
So it's very protective from viral disease.
Yes, glutathione is a wonderful antioxidant, and if you have a fatty liver, you don't make enough of it. You see,
right.
That's what people don't understand about fatty liver is there's less healthy liver cells there. A lot of them are replaced with unhealthy fat, triglyceride fat and LDL fats and even plastic fats if you eat hydrogenated oils.
Modified cornstarch.
Yeah.
Modified, it's plastic.
Yeah, that's right. Margarine. We say margarine down under. You say margarine, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. so, you know, you're going to be very, very toxic if you have a fatty liver. So, you know, one of the things in the fatty liver book is to do the juicing and to take the liver formulas that contain the sulfur-bearing amino acids that help to make the glutathione, including the selenium. Also, the B vitamins, very important for liver detoxification. Vitamin C is very important. Magnesium is very important. So the book goes through all of that. And drinking more water, the juicing, and just eating more raw food, you know, more Bugs Bunny food, that's important. So making yourself some nice salads. You know, people say, oh, I don't like eating salad, but they don't know how to make a nice salad with a nice dressing of cold-pressed oil and apple cider vinegar or lime, lemon. You can put nice cheese in it, olives. You can put the liver herbs like the cilantro and basil, mint, parsley. All those things are delicious, and the more you have them, the more you enjoy them. Radicchio, cabbage, kale. And particularly if you could start a little herb garden and have a few organic herbs. We say herbs, you say herbs. I've got to remember all these little idiosyncrasies. Yeah. So, look, it's the simple things you do that are very, very powerful, and it's that consistency. And, you know, you don't have to be perfect. People think, oh, I can never have a chocolate cake or I can never have a donut or I have to give up coffee. No, you don't. Of course you can have treats, but it's just that little nurturing you've got to do every day of your liver and your immune system that really makes it far more robust, so that inflammation is kept down. And your metabolism just improves in leaps and bounds, you know, if you have a healthy liver. Because, see, the liver regulates fat metabolism. And all these people out there, you know, they're on a low-fat diet and starving to death and feeling miserable. But if you've got a healthy liver, it'll make the good cholesterol, which will take care of the bad cholesterol. And it won't be overloading your bloodstream with triglycerides. So, you know, just by focusing on the liver, you're going to find that your metabolism is so much more efficient and your weight control will be a lot easier. So that's one big advantage. And the other thing is, that, you know, the liver is so efficient, it can even pump excessive fat out of your body through the bile.
Mm-hmm.
So people love that when you tell them, well, you look after your liver, you've got a fat-burning machine and a fat-pumping machine there that's going to help to keep your weight down.
That's great.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, in your book, you talk about, this book is primarily about fatty liver, and you talk about the different liver tonics that you have, but are these same liver tonics going to be useful for people with either Tylenol or alcohol-based liver damage?
Yes, they are. You know, I've had many patients with drug-induced hepatitis,
mm-hmm.
Either autoimmune or, you know, just toxic, and they do get better. And the Livertone Plus formula is specifically designed to support the phase 2 detox pathway in the liver, so it's excellent for people who've had drug-induced liver damage. But it will also help people with fatty liver because it's detoxing the liver and it's also reducing inflammation in the liver. It's got the selenium, it's got all the B vitamins, the antioxidants, it's got a very high dose of milk thistle. It provides 420 milligrams of silymarin a day, so that's the proven dose to repair liver damage. So that's a really good formula, and most people find that that alone with the diet works very well. It can take anywhere from 3 or 4 months to 2 years to completely reverse a fatty liver. It depends on how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, the average is around 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetics can take a bit longer because, you know, their sugar metabolism is so disturbed. And one advantage of removing the fat from the liver is your blood sugar control is much better. So for anyone with diabetes out there who's listening, if they're having a lot of trouble with brittle diabetes and blood sugar levels are very unstable, that can be because their liver's fatty and there's not enough room for the glycogen to be stored in the liver to be releasing the glucose regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really big advantage for diabetics to improve their liver, and in many cases you can reverse diabetes type 2. You know, a lot of research is finding that. And it's important to check yourself for gluten intolerance, because if you are gluten intolerant, that can prevent the diabetes from reversing and also the fatty liver from reversing. So there's a test that I like to do, and that is the genotype test, and that checks your genotype to see if you've got the genes that predispose to gluten intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, it's a worthwhile trial of giving up the gluten for a year and seeing the effect it has on your liver function and your weight and your immune system.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, the celiac test is only checking for damage to the small intestine. It's not checking
right.
for systemic effects or organ damage. So then it's very limited. So, yeah, I love the book on fatty liver. I think it's very helpful for people because it shows them that it's not hard to reverse a fatty liver. You don't have to give up all the things you enjoy. You can still have treats, but it's the daily thing that you're doing that is preventing you from getting better. You know, most people eat far too much carbohydrate. They don't eat enough raw food. They don't eat enough protein. So their insulin is always too high, and insulin will turn your glucose into triglyceride fat in your liver. And, you know, it's a vicious circle. The more fatty your liver, the less efficient your fat metabolism. So, you know, these people get in a real bad state where they're stuck and they get very frustrated and they give up. So that's why I wrote the book specifically on fatty liver. And I was really delighted when Dr. Ian Nelly contributed his section on Confessions of a Fat Man because, you know, for a lot of people, they are so addicted to sugar.
Right.
You know, they have to get their head right. And I love his section. He's developed these 10 P's, he calls them P's, and they're ways of pausing and thinking just to calm his thoughts and really to work on his brain chemistry. And that's helped him overcome this terrible addiction. You know, as he said, food was his kryptonite. He was so addicted, it was killing him. And a lot of people do dig their grave with their teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, human beings tend to be addictive creatures, and we're usually addicted to something. And food can kill you, particularly sugar, quicker than alcohol and quicker than drugs sometimes. So it's very important to get your head right. And that's what I like about the Fatty Liver book. He's really developed this mental strategy. And it changed his whole life around, because he was really a couch potato. You know, he could hardly walk around the block. And now he climbs mountains. And what really got him going initially, what inspired him, was to focus on his liver. Because he had such bad fatty liver disease, and he thought, oh, this is too hard. I can't fix my liver. This is impossible. I'll have a stomach bypass.
Mm-hmm.
But then he knew that he was such a terrible operation risk with his huge weight that, you know, he had to lose weight. And then he came across my first book, The Liver Cleansing Diet, and he realized it wasn't that hard to heal your liver. And he's been successful, and a lot of other people have too. So, you know, people can read the book, they can get a lot of help from the book, and they can visit our website, which is liverdoctor.com, and we have all these wonderful newsletters with lots of information on all sorts of liver diseases. It's all free. And people can email us, and we'll help them. You know, Susan, I started a health advisory service way back in the late 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Way before faxes and internet and all that.
Popular,
so we used to receive boxes of mail, literally, you know, from people wanting help with their chronic health problems using nutritional strategies. So, you know, now people just email us, thank goodness, it's much better. And we get emails from all over the world, you know, Iceland, Brazil, Pakistan, you name it, from people with liver disease, because it's so prevalent. And the drug therapies that are offered for people with fatty liver and viral hepatitis and autoimmune liver disease are so limited. And, of course, there's a big shortage of holistic doctors in the world, and even regular doctors in Australia. There's a huge shortage of doctors in Australia, particularly in the regional areas. You might have to wait 6 weeks. So, it's interesting to see that all over the world people are wanting more holistic information on reversing their liver diseases, and they're becoming more aware of the importance of the liver.
Now, you travel all over the world educating people about their livers. So you're in America right now.
Yeah.
Is your travel schedule up on your website?
Well, I've been in America for a month, and I come here regularly because I've got an office in Phoenix.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I've been in the United States since 1997. And I've got an office in Sydney. So I do lectures mainly in America and Australia, and I'm starting to do a few in China because the liver disease is huge there. So I've been invited to go over there. And mainly I just stick to that. And, of course, I do a lot on the website, do a lot of writing. And it's very exciting, you know. It's keeping me flat out. And I'm coming back to Phoenix, late January. I'm doing a seminar with Dr. Ianelli in Phoenix on the 29th of January. And then I'll be going to New York in June to do a seminar with Ianelli then. So that'll be exciting. We're hoping we get a lot of people coming. And it'll all be on my website, liverdoctor.com. It's all posted on there.
And if people want to get your liver tonics, do they order through your website?
Yeah, they can order through liverdoctor.com, and they can also phone our office, because we have a team of naturopaths there who you can talk to. It's a free service, a health advisory service. So, you know, if people do want to talk to a real person instead of just an email, they can do that. So we invite them, you know, to call us during the week. The number's on the website, on the liverdoctor.com website. And
great.
People really like that because, you know, there's so many nutritional companies you ring up, you don't get a real person who's available to answer your questions.
Yeah, I think it is important to have that kind of advice when you're treating disease, because it's different if you have a patient who's just trying to become more healthy. But if somebody is actually on medication and has a liver or another organ that is compromised, certainly medical advice is very important.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, it's important to work with your own doctor as well and let your own doctor know what you're doing.
Right.
But the good thing about the Livitone Plus is it's very, very safe. It doesn't have any vitamin K in it, so it doesn't interact with blood thinners. And, you know, it's been on the market for nearly 20 years, and we haven't had any adverse drug reaction reports. Occasionally people can be allergic to anything. You know, you might get the odd allergic reaction. That's rare, but nothing serious. And, you know, our formulas are all made in an FDA GMP-approved laboratory and independently tested and analyzed for efficacy. And, you know, it's a product that can be trusted because you do have to be careful with drug-herb interactions. That's very true, particularly if people are on blood thinners or if they're on drugs for heart problems.
Right. And the other thing is, like you mentioned, at least in America, I'm not sure about Australia, but there is no control of the supplement industry, so that if something, if a product says it has a certain amount of silymarin, it may or may not have that, depending on whether or not the it's laboratory tested.
Yes, that's right. Well, in Australia, nutritional supplements or dietary supplements are treated as therapeutic goods, which is tantamount to drugs, and they have to be tested, validated, or as raw material ingredients before they're all put together. And then we do stability studies, and they've got to be tested every 3 months for their whole shelf life, which is on the label. So, unfortunately, that makes dietary supplements more expensive in Australia.
Right.
But then,
you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it is important.
Yeah. And if you're treating a disease, I mean, you wouldn't want to take an aspirin to prevent blood clotting and have it really not have any aspirin in it, you know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's very important. So, you know, America's going that way as well now. The FDA is requiring that. But, you know, generally speaking, nutritional medicine is so safe. Look, for 35 years I've been using it, I've never seen anybody get seriously ill from it.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many people get seriously ill from adverse drug reactions. Yeah. I mean, look at that drug Avandia that is now is severely restricted. I mean, a lot of that
was worldwide.
Hushed up.
It was all over the place. Yeah.
A lot of it was hushed up, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's only just due to one clinician. I can't remember his name. That was a cardiologist who did the study that showed that there's much higher risk of heart disease. So, you know, for people who are motivated and inspired, it's much safer to use nutritional medicine.
It is.
But it is good to get that professional advice from a naturopathic practitioner or a holistic medical doctor and, you know, always work in a system. Don't go experimenting yourself because you won't get the results.
Yeah, we have Millennium Healthcare here, which has GYN and family practice, board-certified physicians who also are specializing in holistic medicine. And our family practice doctor takes insurance, so that's unusual and wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we've been interviewing Dr. Sandra Cabot, who has been gracious enough to call us and talk about her book, Fatty Liver, You Can Reverse It. Next week we have Carmel Bell, Where All Else Fails. Then on the 9th of October, Bernard Haish, The Purpose-Guided Universe, Believing in Einstein, Darwin, and God. And then on the 16th of October, Catherine Frombovich, Our Chemical Lies and the Hijacking of Our DNA. So, Sandra, that's a book you should take a look at, Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA.
Yes.
It's very, very interesting.
Yes, who wrote that?
It's Catherine Frombovich. It's Frombovich, and it's a fabulous book on the chemical influence on our lives, which I think is behind a lot of diseases, cancer,
yes, definitely,
and a lot of diseases. This is a big part of why we're having all of these problems. We also have Noetic Science on the 21st of October, Thursday at 7:15 p.m. We have Ed Edwards, who is an energy specialist and medical intuitive. Ed has been studied at universities. His ability to work with the human energy field and create great changes very quickly. A lot of the patients who are injured that come see us limping in, walk out without pain, without a limp. It's really interesting to be working with Ed. So, Sandra, thank you so much for joining us. Is there any, we're coming up in the last few minutes. Is there anything you'd like to leave with our listeners as words of wisdom? Well, I guess Sandra checked out. Anyway, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.
I'm sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired, and I don't want to take a lot of prescription drugs to feel better. Isn't there a better way?
Millennium Healthcare offers natural solutions to your health problems. Millennium Healthcare is qualified healthcare professionals working with you to restore your health and wellness. Whether it's a caring physician, one of our natural providers, or our natural apothecary, Millennium Healthcare can help. For more information, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012.